Is there volume,
sir? Yeah, what is your name?
Alexander Ross, Toronto.
Okay, who's going to do...
I have.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you just please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record again, please?
Alexander Varela Serrano, 297-135.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, next to her, the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle here, sir, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair this morning. And to my left is the Honorable David Nils, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, is Mr. Grady, sir. Mr. Serrano, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form that advises you of this board's hearing today. So do you call receiving and signing that form? Prior to your hearing today, sir, you signed and received a notification form that advises you of the board's hearing today. Do you call receiving and signing that form, sir?
Okay,
so on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf. Obtained a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Serrano, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. So in phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out first in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I complete reading those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether those allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Grady.
Yeah, the warrant needs to be amended.
Okay.
Laboratory report, first page. It says 6/2/2017.
Okay, where is it at?
Bottom of the page. Exhibits.
Okay.
Yeah, this is line through 6/2/2017.
It should be which date?
It should be just a 6/26/2017.
Okay, so take out the 6/2?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Mr. Serrano, the two allegations on your warrants reads as follows. That you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on June 20, 2017 per the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 26, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? Yes, sir. Allegation, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. As demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on June 20th, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated June 26, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Sir, the second allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of an Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your parole officer, Williams Hancock, to report in person to her outside of the Cracker Barrel at 9312 West Glendale Avenue on about June 22nd, 2017, as directed during a face-to-face report on May 26, 2017. Offender Varela Serrano is actively avoiding supervision, thus making him an absconder. Sir, is that true or false?
Yeah, but if I will.
Okay, so I'll give you the opportunity when we go into phase two. You'll have the opportunity to comment on these allegations, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Serrano, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and condition of the supervision that he may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
three.
Mr. Quinones, I just want to make sure.
You said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Serrano, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will determine whether to reinstate or revoke your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. And then after that, sir, we're going to come to you to get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Grady?
Mr. Varela Serrano was released from DOC on March 16th of 2017. He was arrested on August 1st of 2017 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on August 1st of 2017. He has a CSED of April 10th of 2018 that reflects 40 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2014, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. He has 1 term with DOC. His CU IR score is a 2-2. Mental health score is a 1. Substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation. No prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2007, shoplifting, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G1 to B2.
Okay, Mr. Serrano. So when you were released from DOC, you were released and approved and resigned with your parents, Sylvia, and at 8731 West Cherry Lane. Were you still living there at the time that you were arrested, sir?
Yes, I was.
Okay, it says that you reportedly secured employment at Papa John's Soups and Salad Warehouse. They didn't verify, but were you working, sir?
Yeah, I was working.
Okay, so it says that you were assigned the task color of maroon. You were given a verbal, been verbally discussed of what you were supposed to do, that they talked to mother, state that your color had been called, was kind of long. So what happened, sir, when you were having problems with your mom and you went and reported for your UAs?
So I just did, like, you know, it was hard for me when I coming out of prison during 3 years and a half. It is like I had that prison mentality where things were hard, you know, and I just come outside, it's like a bird, throwing a bird out of the cage and expecting to know where to go without guidance. And it's like in here or out there, it's like drugs are everywhere. There's no parole officer that they don't help you, but they make some do that make sure you get off the roads. That's helping someone out. Reporting and having a payer for her is about to throw me in prison. What help is that for me?
So, sir, it appears that both of you, your parents and your PO, according to this report, were working with you, but you just seem to be rebellious.
No, at the moment right now, sir? That was me talking to her, to the parole officer. She never talked to my mom. I know every word that she said. It's like, hey, I always had her tell my mom to mute the phone, so I would know if I wouldn't tell my mom that, but I told my mom to mute, and I didn't follow the word. And she would trust me, you know, thinking that I was going to work, but it was, so I would answer the PO. It's like I tried talking to the PO, telling her after that I needed help. I needed to see if she would guide me, and she never really helped me out to guide me in the way that I needed. The stage counseling that I got assigned to, her name was Trisha, she guided a person the way you guide someone for success when they get out of prison. She helped me find that job, and you know, and she was showing me step by step how to get through all that. It's like after 6 years on drugs and 3 years in prison, it's like, and they expect me to fly straight. I tried, but I messed up.
So what do you plan on doing, sir? You said you tried it, but you messed up, and you know, you're almost talking like you are expecting to fail. You're not even making the effort to be successful.
Well, yeah, I'm making an effort. I started from in here. I never had a job in here, and it's like, I never looked forward to having even a job in here. And it's like, right now I'm working for the Alliance Trust Crew. That's an outside job. And I know I started for the money, because the child support is going to take it away from me. It's just, I'm building myself.
So you've been aggressive with your, it sounds as though your brother, your mother, and your sister was all trying to help you get straightened out, but you're saying that you didn't have any help.
No, it was never that. It's just, I told my parole officer, you know, that I was going through some things, and I ended up falling into drugs, and it's like, she didn't really tell me anything. All she said is, okay, stay on drugs. And it's like, I knew, like, the time would pass. Like, doing for so many, it only gets worse for a person. So I knew what she was going to do is use my mom's phone. So I didn't want my mom to tell her anything about me, where I was at or where, you know. But I was working, I maintained my job. I just messed up on the drugs.
So why didn't you go and complete the SAGE program?
I completed the SAGE program 2 days after I completed it. When I was about to graduate, I went to the reunion, the graduation reunion. She violated me, and she knew that I was gonna, because I talked to her, like, I know I'm talking to you, but it's not with an attitude, it's with the reality, not by law or by anything, but it's the facts, how things are.
So why was your mom, I mean, were you being so aggressive towards your mom and your parents that they were afraid of you?
No, I just made her, because I knew she was going to help me. She just, in a way, they see it like it's helping you, because they know you're in here. And you're off drugs, but they don't understand. There's more drugs in prison than there is in the streets. So I knew there's no way it's going to be better in here. So I just was making sure, I made her think it was my mom. I had my girlfriend talk to her and make her seem like she was against me. She would think that I'm not at home. My mom didn't know none of this. And so I told her one time, like, I violated my parole. She said, why, if you were going to your classes and you were going to work? And I told her, like, because I was trying to find help, and it's like, what the fuck? But I'm not blaming her for my drug use. That's my own responsibility.
Right. All right, Mr. Serena, I don't see if the board has any additional questions.
Okay,
so seeing that the board has no additional questions, we're going to go into discussion. Prior to going into discussion, sir, is there anything else you'd like to tell this board and not repeat yourself?
Not really. I mean, I know everybody wasting my time on telling me that, but sooner or later, there will be a change, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But 5 months. If I do get released or don't, 5 months, I'll be out soon.
Okay. Well, you're right about that, sir. Okay. The board is now going into discussion at this time. Mr. Serena, while the board's in discussion, we're going to ask you to remain silent, so to stay on the line. When we conclude our discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So at that time, we'll get back with you. So please remain silent, stay on the line. The board is now into discussion. Mr. Serena is about 26 years old. It's his first time he's been incarcerated. He was released back, and it very much appears that not only was his mom, but his father and his sister and his brother all transporting him and trying to get him to do some things. And he actually was working, and according to, I think, his sister, he would just go to work and come home and go to bed. However, Mr. Serino continued to use drugs, and the sad thing about it is that the PO tried to work with him also, and Mr. Serino just does not appear, as he just stated in his last comment, that sooner or later he's going to get out, but that there's more drugs in prison than there is on the street. But he just does not appear to have the inner ability to, or desire to really want to straighten his life out, which is so sad because he's 26 and he's just, this is his first offense. And but because of his statements and his attitude, I'm just not comfortable with releasing him back out of community supervision. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board at Rittenhouse.
Mr. Johnson, I certainly agree with you, and it'll surprise my fellow board members, but I usually see someone like this, which with such limited criminal justice involvement, as someone who, you know, might be able to straighten up. But I'm hearing an attitude as well, and an inability on Mr. Varela Serrano's part to accept responsibility for any of his actions. His own words relating to his job at Alliance Trust: it's not for the money, because child support's just going to take it away. Well, child support is his responsibility. And it hasn't occurred to him yet that he's responsible for what he does, not somebody else. So I completely agree with you. I do not think he's a good candidate for community supervision. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Quinones? Just a quick follow-up. In simple terms, he does not sound willing to comply with the conditions of community supervision.
Okay. Another board. Okay. So therefore, I'm going to make a motion to revoke community supervision of Mr. Serrano, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was allowed to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Serrano, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released April 10th of 2018, sir. During that time, you won't have any parole or community supervision at that time, sir. I want to thank you for appearing before the board and participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, and if you could please give the phone to the CO3.